This is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live with a very, I think, interesting treat today, and that is Carletta Moniz is back. And Carletta, as some of you may remember, has been involved in the food world and teaching and writing for a long time with a specialty on chocolate, and who doesn't love that? And now she has expanded her creative world to what she calls the urbane grandmother or grandma. Which one is it?
Grandmother.
It is grandmother. Okay, a little more formal. And I'm guessing that that is because the kind of creative love and insane besotted devotion that grandchildren can bring out in us was just more than you could do nothing about, right?
You're absolutely right. Okay. I think that's a really great way to describe it, because there's I've been trying to find the words that describe that thing that comes over you.
Besotted love.
It is besotted love.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Much like people feel for chocolate.
I think so.
You've gone for two things.
I think we have a theme here.
Yes. Yes. Losing yourself in the beauty of something. So would you, now I don't know anything about the urbane grandmother except that this is what you're doing, so I can't yet ask an intelligent question except to ask you to tell us what it is.
Well, I'll tell you how it came about.
Please.
My granddaughter was quite a surprise. I am not one of those women who raised children and said, oh my goodness, I can hardly wait until the day when
those are the women who are hit worse.
Yes, I think so.
I think so.
Yes, exactly.
I've noticed.
She came into our lives and suddenly the world shifted, mm-hmm. I have to say. Some sort of primordial urge came over. And I realized that I felt as though we were in a cave with our, you know, prehistoric ancestors, and the new baby had been born. And all of our energy is now shifted to making sure that she is okay and happy and well taken care of.
And safe.
And safe.
And those little arms and legs should never be hurt.
I know.
Can you explain what that's about? Because I suffer the same disease.
I think part of it is that it is truly primordial.
Mm-hmm.
I think that something comes over us.
Yes.
I have stepchildren. I never had my own children. So I never had that, you know, feeling that women get when they've given birth actually to a child. Although I love my stepchildren very much. But there was something about this helpless infant, this new life, that when she sees me, her face lights up. And there's no way to describe that. There's nothing else that I get that. Although maybe from chocolate, but I was going to say there's nothing else I get that hit from.
Right.
It's really wonderful. So what happened is we watch her.
Some creature is filled with nothing but joy at the very sight of you.
Yes.
You don't have to do anything. There's nothing required. It's just you.
Exactly. And the other thing that happens, I think, Janet, is that time is suspended when you're with them, and you not only do you have more time to spend with them as you get older, but also I think as a parent you're always thinking, oh gosh, is, you know, should I let them do that? What sort of repercussions will there be 5 years down the line if I let them have, I don't know, the lollipop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, something when you're the grandparents, the joy of the look on their face when they eat their first piece of chocolate, which we've already done. Don't tell our mother. So I think in that way, time suspends.
I gave mine coffee one day when she was 2 and a half and then had to explain the coffee.
Coffee
stains on her little dress when we got home.
That is really funny.
But, you know, that's right. If you're the grandmother, you get special privileges.
You do. You absolutely do. Yeah. Right. So we have her about 3 days a week.
Oh, wow.
And we needed to, both of her parents work.
So you're helping out in addition. It's not,
right.
Yes.
Exactly. And we pick her up. Usually my husband will pick her up at 9 and we take her back.
What's her name?
Oh, her name is London.
Okay.
Yes.
And her age? How old is she?
She will be 3 this fall.
Oh, so it's a delicious age anyway.
Yeah,
they
totally
all are.
Delicious.
Okay,
just the way they walk and the way they wear their cute little dresses and, oh, those shoes. Those little shoes.
And they know just what they want to wear.
They're like a
year and 4 months old and they know exactly which shirt they wouldn't be caught dead in.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
There's a great cartoon in the New Yorker this week where a little girl's looking at her mother and the mother is holding out a dress and the little girl looks at her and says, oh, I can't possibly wear that. That's so first day of school. I know exactly what she means.
I bet you were talking about another one some time ago where the mother had a whole pile of clothes on the floor, and this little girl was just saying, no, not that one either. And
oh, yes, I remember that cartoon.
Anyway, go ahead. Exactly. We are prisoners of love. We are. So you have
three days a week, and we need to fill up this time.
Uh-huh.
And I realized that there were going to be things that I did not want to do.
Like what?
Oh, I probably didn't want to take her down. I wasn't going to go like down to where there were going to be rides and things. Mm-hmm. You know, that any sort of like, Fisherman's Wharf is okay, but you know, anything with sort of attractions, that wasn't going to be for me. And I probably, although I did try it, I did try the music. Her mom signed her up for a music class when she was an infant, mm-hmm. and that was sort of fun. But I have to say, it really hurts to sit on the floor, cross-legged.
Oh, you had to sit with her.
On the floor and sing, and that was not so much fun for me. Anyway, but what I did find that I love to do are things like walking through the Japanese tea gardens, which is really magical, and at any time of year.
Is she old enough to go over that big bridge?
Not yet. Uh-huh. Not yet. I think that's probably coming this fall. Yeah. So it occurred to me that I was an urbane grandmother.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes.
And it was really about enjoying the things that San Francisco has to offer. Mm-hmm. So that's how I came up with the website and the blog.
And so what do you do on the website? Is this for public consumption?
Yes, absolutely. It's www.theurbane, U-R-B-A-N-E, grandmother.com. It is currently on Typepad and will be there for a while, but I'm having a new website design, so I'm not sure where that's going to be hosted, but the urbanegrandmother.com. And I try to post every Thursday. And for example, just last week I started a new series, which is called A Playground Rundown, mm-hmm. where I talk about different playgrounds.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, yeah. So not only will it be the playground and what it has to offer, but I'll also start adding things like where can you get a cup of coffee before you go to the playground?
Oh, so this is, okay, so I didn't realize this is just wonderful. So this is for other grandmothers.
Yes.
Yes. I'm saying other grandmothers, but why wouldn't mothers and fathers and aunties and uncles and friends, everybody, go to this to find out what to do in San Francisco with your little one?
Right.
Oh, how smart.
And it can be for the grandparents and the parents that live here. But in a funny way, if you read through it, I have ideas for the visiting grandparents.
Yes.
So maybe you're the grandmother and you're here for a week and you're visiting your children and you have the baby for the afternoon. What will you do?
Uh-huh. And you don't know how to bake strudel.
Right. And you don't know how to bake strudel and you're probably not going, and you're not going to clean house for them. We know that. So, but then you have the afternoon off and you want to go shopping.
Oh. Now, what about bus routes? I mean, do you include bus routes?
What I do is there is a Urbane Grandmother Google Map.
Uh-huh.
So you go to that, and we love Google because you can put in whether you're walking somewhere, whether you're driving, or whether you're taking the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you'll get
all
your bus.
Taking the bus is a whole new adventure. I know mine just loves the bus.
Oh, the bus and the cable car. Did you do the cable car?
No, but she's been on it with her parents,
Yes, love the cable car too. Yeah.
Oh, so what are the things? I mean, let's just get down to some specifics. What are some of the wonderful things to do with a three-year-old in San Francisco?
Well, one of my favorite things I mentioned before is the Japanese tea gardens, but really Golden Gate Park. You can just start at Golden Gate Park, and you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money if you're with them. I mean, it's one of the things I advocate is if you live here, you know, get the family membership for the fine arts museums. Get the family membership. In fact, if you're a senior, you can get the senior membership for the California Academy of Sciences, and I think it's probably $90 for the year, but that gets you and another adult. So my husband has that. I'm the adult he brings in, and she's small, so she gets in free.
Uh-huh.
And what's lovely about that is that it introduces them to a museum setting. But if you have the membership, you don't feel quite so compelled to feel like you need to stay there and get your money's worth. You can go in and visit the penguins. and be out of there in 10
minutes.
Oh, well,
that's a wonderful thing. Yes, for example, I don't know if they still have the mineral collection. But whatever it is, sometimes you just go for one thing that
that's
is thrilling.
Right. That's right.
I have a thought, and I'm just so overexcited about this.
Yeah, so good. Tell me.
Well, I went with mine one day. We stopped at one of the parks, one of the big parks, in like Alta Vista Park or something in San Francisco.
Yes.
And they had just mowed the lawn.
Oh.
So there were piles of fresh, newly mowed grass. And she started picking up armfuls of grass and throwing them up in the air and giggling and laughing. And it smells good and it's cool and it feels good.
Oh, yes.
And then there were some little boys not too far away who started collecting it also and making a big pile.
Oh.
And of course, the little girl here was just throwing it up in the air and just loving the moment. The little boys were building a fort.
Oh, building, yes, building.
Mm-hmm. So I asked mine, I said, would you like to help them? And she said, well, you ask them. So I did. And oh, yeah. And within about 10 minutes, about 8 more children had joined these two little boys in building a community fort.
Yes.
And I was just blubbery at the cooperation of it.
I know. It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
so
really
lovely.
So
just finding parks where the finding out what day they mow the lawn.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. The other thing I really love is going to the parks and talking to the other grandmothers or the other caretakers.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a lovely experience. And sharing ideas with each other.
Do you go to libraries?
We do go to libraries. We go, in fact, yesterday we were at the Marina branch of the library. They have...
Oh, on Chestnut Street.
Yes. It is wonderful.
Yeah.
And that whole area, that actually, excuse me, incidentally, is the one that I wrote about last week. Because not only is there the library with the children's hours...
Oh, there's the whole playground.
There's the playground, which is lovely. And then I walked in, really for the first time, into the Moscone's a rec center, and I had a lovely conversation with the woman who runs it. She was telling me, now this is a wonderful hint. She was telling me that in the afternoons that they're open, I believe it's between noon and four, but you have to go on their website to find out. They open up an area so the children can have nap time.
Oh my goodness, how
so
wonderful.
Even if it's raining outside, if they don't have a class or they don't have a pickup basketball game going on, they will pull out toys for children, apparently including tricycles.
Wow.
So
and where is this exactly?
This is in the Moscone Rec Center.
But where is that?
It is on Chestnut.
That's the one on Chestnut.
Exactly.
I wonder what that
exactly.
was.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I think that whole area used to be called Funston Park.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you refer to yourself as the urbane grandmother.
Yes.
So definitely you're urban, but the urbane is letting people know that you're a little more sophisticated than that.
I think so. I think that's exactly right. I think the demographic is definitely the grandmother who would find a museum interesting on her own.
Uh-huh.
And can hardly wait. In fact, I said to my husband last night, do you think she's old enough to take her to the Nutcracker Suite yet?
Oh, yes. Well, next year.
What do you think?
Yes, because we took mine.
Oh, and how old was she when you took her?
3.
Oh, that's
well,
this
she
year.
Was almost, yeah, she was close to 4.
So how did that
She
go?
Sat on the edge of her seat with her mouth open the entire time.
Oh.
And the only other response was she looked at her father and said, this is amazing.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay, great.
And by the way, all the little girls there are dressed up in their little tutus. Of course, they all wear their tutus to school anyway.
Right.
Informal,
so it's definitely.
Oh, yes,
Nutcracker. Well, I have a really clear memory of going to the Nutcracker when I was, I think, 7 or 8, and it was a red velvet coat with a little matching hat and a muff.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know who needs a muff in San Francisco, but I had a muff. It was absolutely adorable.
I used to love those. Oh, they're so Sonia Henney.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Just perfect.
And if you knew how unathletic I was, that would be even funnier to you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, great. So that's one of the great things. So Golden Gate Park, the Japanese Tea Gardens.
Now, can people post things on your... I mean, I haven't been there yet, I'm
ashamed
to say,
absolutely.
But I'm going to go there soon.
Yes.
So they can make suggestions to you of this,
right.
So you can then pass on further?
Exactly. And people do that. Although what's really funny is I have found that people like to send an email to me directly, as opposed to commenting on the blog. So I'm not quite sure what that's about, but they'll usually hit email me, and I'll get an email from them. So
because maybe they know that gets to you more quickly.
I think that's probably right. And I think that sometimes people like to suggest things, but they don't like to make them quite so public. Mm-hmm. I'm not really quite sure, but I love getting suggestions.
But you do get suggestions.
Oh, absolutely. And I go and check them out.
Now, do you deal at all with things that are outside of San Francisco?
We go to the East Bay a lot.
Oh, you do?
We do things in Berkeley.
Yes.
We go up to Tilden Park. It was a great thing to do this summer because in Tilden Park, in the summertime, both the train and the merry-go-round operate 7 days a week. Once Labor Day hits, they only operate on Saturday and Sunday, and some hours during Christmas time.
So that means maybe a BART ride or some other exciting adventure.
Right, that's a BART ride. Also, we love taking her. She loves barbecue, and I have a friend, Tanya Holland, that has a great barbecue restaurant, if I could just say B-Side Barbecue.
Please, yes, where is
that? And it is on San Pablo. About a half, no, just a couple doors away from the Hotel California. They're redoing that entire section of San Pablo. And barbecue is a great meal to take children because they can get messy.
Oh, okay.
Because we all get messy.
Yeah.
So that's great. The other thing I really like is I love taking her to Chinese restaurants. Because
there's all of Chinatown and Japantown.
Oh, yes. We haven't started exploring Japantown yet.
Oh, there are things to climb on and, you know, rocks. Oh, yes.
Oh, right. Oh, big, the rock formations in that plaza.
And that big plaza.
That's right.
Yes. And there's one sushi restaurant, and I can't remember the name of it, but I can't remember the name of it. But they have little sushi-shaped lollipops that they give the children after the meal.
Oh, that's a great hint.
So at the age of 3, and Japantown's complicated to get your, you know, find your way around.
Yes.
Isobone,
yes.
I think, is what it's called.
Okay.
And you go in the west door. Anyway, I didn't know this, but any 3-year-old who has remembered getting a lollipop would be able to find her way to Angkor Wat.
Yes, I think so. It's really, it's an experiment of the rat in the maze, right? Just give them a lollipop at the end and they'll find it. Yeah. Oh, I love that, Janet. That's
so
really great.
Japantown's great. Yes, gosh, this is so wonderful.
It's obviously bringing up wonderful memories for you, right? And you're still in
the memories of last week. I mean,
I was going to say you're doing this right now, right?
I'm doing this right now with you. So, you know, I know just what this is, but it never occurred to me to be generous enough to pass it all around like you're doing.
Oh,
I mean, that's just wonderful of you.
Yeah.
So have you thought of putting this together in a book?
I would like to put it in a book. I think it is perfect for a book. I think it's perfect for an app.
You know what? It's perfect for an annual directory almost, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Things change and new things come up. Oh, I hope you do that.
That's exactly right. Yes. That's in the... that's on the list of to-dos with
good.
This, because I see this really expanding.
Yes, when people come to town, it's nice to be able to have a whole book in your hand.
I think so, yeah.
Or even, I mean, for people who, and some grandmothers, I think, don't have, you know, air books and iPads
and
iPhones that they're so fluent with.
That's
I'm saying that, but some grandmothers are 40 years old, so of course they do.
Well, but some may, but I also...
The older grandmothers might not.
Right. And I also think that it's... What's nice is that their children, say their children live here, their children can download this information for them and hand them, you know, something and saying, you know, here's some ideas.
But also, what a wonderful gift.
Oh, yeah.
For a grandmother.
Absolutely.
You know, or
absolutely.
For a grandmother. I mean, I keep saying that, and I know full well that it's a gift for anyone with a child in
your life.
That's right.
One.
I'll go to the website and see what else there is.
I think there's also something about it being the urbane grandmother. It just, I think it sets a tone for it.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And I think that there may be things in there that an older person will enjoy doing just on their own. In fact, all of these places, except maybe the playgrounds, are fun to just walk into on your own. You know, like the Moscone Center, just to see the children playing. Right. And
also, even the playgrounds, by the way, I've noticed, I mean, since we were children.
Oh, yes.
That the equipment they have.
It's astounding, isn't
they've
it?
They don't have little jungle gyms anymore. They've got these huge geodesic domes.
Yes.
That are just so lacy. And I just have nothing but terror in my heart when I see these four-year-olds in their full-length formal dresses that could catch anywhere.
I know.
You know, just scooting to the top of these things.
Have you been to Julius Kahn Playground that's
not,
over?
Oh, no, I know where it is because I used to take my little ones there every single morning, and this was, you know, 40 years ago.
Well, you should see. They redid it a few years ago, and it has exactly what you're describing. There's a whole section with things that I have no idea what you would do with them.
You climb
I have
on
to
them.
Wait. Well, apparently, and you have to wait for a 5-year-old to go and sort of show you what you would do.
That's right. There used to be swings.
That's
and
right.
The big sandbox, and there was a woman there. I don't know whether you knew this many, many years ago. Oh my goodness, I haven't thought of her in ages. Madame La Parade. She was an old French woman who wore. I mean, really, she. You know, she might have been 60, but she looked like she was 110. God bless her.
Right.
And she stayed around the sandbox. She wore a long black skirt and those black old lady shoes.
Right.
I mean, she was just all dressed in black, like something out of a lovely little French children's book.
Oh,
and
interesting.
You could leave your children with her.
Really?
For 25 cents an hour or something crazy. And she, while you went up to CalMart or you went to do your marketing or whatever it was, and we all used to do it, and she shepherded those children around the sandbox.
Wow.
Horrified to think of such a thing now.
Oh, you would never do that in a million years. No.
But
what a brilliant thing for her, right?
Yes. And she was great with these kids, and they just loved seeing. She didn't speak a word of English.
Oh, she didn't need to. No. She probably just gave them a certain look, and they knew that they could do that or not.
Yes.
And it's sort of a French Mary Poppins, right?
Yeah, so now they have the geodesic domes instead of Madame La
Parade. Yes, yes. But you should go take a look.
I will.
Your little ones there.
I will.
You'll love it. And there's still sand, and there's still a sandbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's really lovely.
So let's talk about love letters for a minute, because, you know, I do see the world, a large part of it, in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm thinking of several that if I were you, I'd be writing right now. And of course, this whole project is such an act of love.
Yes.
If you were to write an actual love letter right now, to whom would you write it and what would you say?
I would write it to my granddaughter.
Because your last one was also to your granddaughter.
It was also to my granddaughter. And this one would be a little different because I know that what has happened for me since she has come into our lives is that I have given a great deal of thought of what I can give to her. And I don't mean in terms of material goods. And that has really allowed me a focus about who I am.
Yes, and your best, most giving self gets expressed, doesn't
it? Yes, yes. And what is my essence? And what is it, you know, to take it a step further, what is it about my love for San Francisco that speaks to who I am and speaks to who and what San Francisco is? So my letter to her would really be a thank you letter for coming into my life and showing me a side of myself that I probably always knew was sort of there, but I think
be specific if you can.
I think a spirit of generosity that I've known was there, but I find myself needing to tap into that every
day. Your whole chocolate life.
My whole chocolate life.
Is bringing sweetness to others and intelligent sweetness, by the way.
Yes, thank
Urbane.
You. Urbane sweetness, exactly. And in fact, tying that in, I wrote a piece on Urbane Grandmother about pity the poor grandparent whose child has told them that their grandchild cannot have any sweets if you're a chocolate-loving grandparent. Because then what do you do? And I make an argument for chocolate. And
I see. Instead of just
Instead of just those lollipops.
Right.
Those lollipops
are
feeding your grandchild.
Right.
The fact that when you introduce something,
I'm thinking of cotton candy, which is like just pure poison.
Oh, right. Or that weird pink popcorn. Ooh.
Yeah.
So when you introduce something to your child, whether it's a love for books or a love for museums or swinging in the playground or something like a lovely piece of chocolate that you have shared with them, I believe that is a gift because when they need that and you're not there and they have that piece of chocolate, you're still giving to them. Mm-hmm. And you're bringing a sense to them that you instilled in them that very first
time. Well, and in
time.
Your case, you're really sharing a legacy.
Indeed.
Because you're somebody who's known, you know, your fame is this.
Yes.
So you're kind of giving her something really solid.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Your grandmother is a specialist here. But
right.
I have another question. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm all for being specific. I hope you'll do this and write it down.
Oh, yes.
And actually mail it to her.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, in print.
Yes.
If you can. So, not that she could just wait later to read it in handwriting, but when she's 8, she could read it. But
yeah.
Would you say to her something like, you have let me be just the best possible me I can be because I want to be that for you?
I think
something,
that's a very
something,
well to put it,
I
yes.
mean, that's kind of what you're
yes,
getting
exactly.
at.
Exactly. I think that's exactly right. I think that it's...
There's something about finding letters, by the way, when you are long gone.
Yes.
And she's a grown woman, and
right.
her grandchildren may find. I'm big on that. I'm big on
mm-hmm.
I'm big on this kind of thing, estate planning.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is estate
uh-huh.
planning, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting your love. You know, we leave so much to our children. We leave our books and our music and our
right.
money and our furniture and our jewelry.
Right.
And shouldn't we be leaving them pieces of paper, something else they can hold, something material
right.
that holds our love
yes.
in specific detail.
Very specific. And that you have to articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there may be, you know, I have my mother's mink coat. I know that meant a lot to her.
Yes.
It, especially for her generation. And I know what that meant. It would also been lovely to maybe have found a note in the pocket that said
yes.
something
oh, you
about
find,
it.
I have so many stories
hmm.
of people who have found that. You know, there was just something on the news the other day that was heartbreaking.
Hmm.
That little note found by the man on the 88th floor of the tower. Did you read about this?
No, tell me.
Oh, well, his family thought he died instantly in the attack. Oh, and is today not the 11th?
It is.
It is. Today it is September 11th.
Yeah.
Okay. So on an anniversary, we can talk about this for 1 second.
Of course.
And they thought he died right away. It turned out somehow a note survived that he had written, West Tower. I'm not sure whether it was, but he located which tower. He said, 12 people trapped.
Hmm.
And they all died.
Hmm.
But it was an indication that he didn't die right away.
Yes.
And it was a horrible, knowing that they suffered is
yeah.
just so ugly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, knowing they died right, the whole thing was so ugly. But this somehow, and it was in his handwriting.
Wow.
And so they have a little something.
Yes.
From him left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, somehow that made him, showed him heroic.
Yes, exactly.
And was more painful than they wanted to, but I think one of the people in the family said it's better to know the truth.
Absolutely.
And as a rule, the truth is always your friend.
It is.
Especially
it
when
is.
It has to do with loving.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
I could
yeah.
just talk to you forever.
Yeah.
It's
always such a joy.
I put in a little too much about me and mine, but I'm just...
No.
The excitement of it is so contagious.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for doing this with
thank
me. I
you.
Hope you'll come back from time to time and
I
talk
will.
More about how
Absolutely.
Life is with this child. We'd
yes.
like to hear about London as she grows up.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes. Is she not in nursery school yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yes.
I think we're her nursery school.
Oh, well, you know, I wanted to homeschool mine just so that I could have her all the time. By the way, she wouldn't get
yes.
much. She'd get math and English.
Right.
And for the rest of it, I don't know.
Right, right, right. I teach her how to cook. There would be
yes.
some of that.
We'd
be
share.
Sewing. Indeed. I think we could do it,
by the way,
Janet.
Sewing. But anyway, so yes, that was... But just for the joy of it.
Oh, of course. I would love
and,
to come back.
You know, you do have to get used to the fact yeah. that eventually they will be going away to college. But, you know, there's time for that later.
Right. I think there's
right.
time for that. And also, we have a running... I don't know if it's not so much a joke. It's a promise that
yes.
we are going to take her to Paris, France.
Oh, good.
And... She has learned to identify the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
So,
She's,
who knows?
Yes, yes. And,
we'll report
yes.
from Paris
yes.
for
and
you.
Yes, and you can plan ahead.
Indeed,
like,
indeed.
We've talked about, you know, even when you're in high school, we'll still have Mondays. And I'll
that's
take
right.
you and your friends out to dinner.
Oh, I think that sounds
so,
lovely.
So, yes, you can always. As long as yeah. you're drawing breath, you can do something.
I think,
thank
yes.
you, dear.
Oh, my pleasure.
My goodness. I hope you will all find this website and book when it comes out. And please remember that if you think you need to wait for a special occasion to write a love letter, that every love letter you write is a special occasion for you and the person who gets it. Bye for now.